Most people feel lonely sometimes, but it usually only lasts between a few minutes and a few hours. For some people, though, loneliness can last for years. Psychologists are studying this complex phenomenon and have identified three different types of loneliness. The first kind of loneliness is temporary. It usually disappears quickly and does not require any special attention. The second kind, situational loneliness, is a natural result of a particular situation, for example, a divorce or moving to a new place. Although this kind of loneliness can cause physical problems, it usually does not last for more than a year. Unlike the second type, the third kind of loneliness usually lasts more than 2 years and has no specific cause. People who experience habitual loneliness have problems socializing and becoming close to others. Unfortunately, many of them think there is little or nothing they can do about it. Psychologists agree that one important factor in loneliness is a person's social contacts, for example, friends, family members, etc. We depend on various people for different reasons. For instance, our families give us emotional support, and our friends share similar interests and activities. However, psychologists have found that the number of social contacts we have is not the only reason for loneliness. It is more important how many social contacts we think or expect we should have. In other words, though lonely people may have many social contacts, they sometimes feel they should have more. They question their own popularity.
Questions 23 to 25 are based on the passage you have just heard. Question 23. What does the speaker say about situational loneliness? Question 24. What problem will people have if they experience habitual loneliness? Question 25. Why do some people suffer loneliness according to psychologists?